This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Colorado man is among those indicted for defrauding hundreds of thousands of donors in a scheme that claimed it would build a privately funded wall on the Mexico border. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The Castle Rock man, Timothy Shea, had a remote appearance in federal court on Thursday, where, as a condition of his $250,000 bond, he was ordered to stop raising money for the group We Build the Wall. According to prosecutors, Shea, along with Bannon and two others, promised donors that 100% of their gifts would go to the wall effort. Behind the scenes, the men allegedly set up shell nonprofit organizations and corporations and funneled money through them to pay themselves hundreds of thousands of dollars. Shea's next court appearance is at the end of the month in New York. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's drought is getting worse fast. Nearly 75% of the state is in severe drought compared to roughly 60% a week ago. David Schimmerall is with the U.S. Drought Monitor, and he says several factors, including a premature snowmelt, are contributing to the dry conditions.
You had your early runoff occur, and things started to dry out earlier because of the heat in the late spring. Moving into the summer months, the rains didn't come. Temperatures have been above normal.
It's 89 in Denver, 99 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.